We're doing the Chaye Adam. We're up to Klal Bet, Halacha Bet. Hilchot Netilat Yadam. Asur liga kod netilah lapev lachotem leinem leoznaim ulpi atavat velo bekigit shel shichar. Before we wash our hands, we don't touch any openings. Our mouths, our nose, our eyes, our ears, the aperture below where a person goes to the bathroom, and also we don't touch a barrel of wine. Kim ani dev sek veged, unless there's a garment that separates between our hands and what we're touching. Mishum shuruah chatumah shurah alim, because we say this bad spirit, this impure spirit is resting on our hands. Lefi zayim mashma dim nagah bochlin asurim. The simple understanding would be that if you did touch one of these things, then the food would be prohibited. That's what one rabbi said. But I think the Talmud says a hand that touches a barrel of wine should be cut off, so to speak. So it seems like the issue is only with a barrel of wine. But other foods, if you did touch them without a garment stopping between your hands and the foods, so worse than source, it's okay. And that's what it seems in the end of Yoma, and then he brings a proof that his grandson brought, that if you touch it, it's permitted.
But so the problem is not touching openings. The problem is touching a barrel of wine.
All of them. Not supposed to touch any opening.
Okay.
Mouth, nose, ears, eyes.
Eyes also an opening.
Yeah. Any opening in the body.
You shouldn't clean your eyes when you're waking up.
Right. Not until you wash your hands.
Yeah.
You wash netilat yadayim. Then you clean your eyes. And a person could go to the bathroom and wipe themselves. Right. Mm-hmm. Person shouldn't touch any opening, and
that's
a person shouldn't touch any food till he washes his hands.
That's what you said last time about the bakbuk for a baby. You should wash the hands before I prepare the bakbuk.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
But if I would cover now the bakbuk with something else.
Yeah, but anytime you're going to touch a food item,
mm-hmm.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's good to get into the habit. You get up,
yeah,
wash
sure.
your hands, and then you deal with food. Clear?
Ken, just want to know, so let's say I couldn't wash my hands.
So then it's not possible. A problem, that's what he wrote here.
It's not a problem.
If you didn't wash your hands, so b'di'evet, we say it's okay.
Okay.
But it's better to get into the habit
sure,
of doing
sure.
it. It's also when you have kids around, so if you want to have a cup of negavasa next to your bed, what I recommend you do is you take a bottle, like an empty bottle, and you put that with water, and then you pour the water from that into the cup, and then you wash into the basin. You keep a cup, a bowl, and a bottle of water.
That way
you have what to wash. If water was used for something, or it doesn't look like water anymore, it got dirty. Even though they're disqualified from washing your hands for food, like we'll see later, but they're kosher for this washing. And if you don't have a vessel that's whole, for netilat yadayim for bread, you have to use a vessel that's whole. But for this, you could even use a vessel that has a hole. From a spout, from a pump, even though technically you have to use human power to pour the water on your hands, as we'll see later on. That's also kosher for this netila. That if you turn the faucet on, that's also kosher. Now, again, this isn't ideal.
It's only for one time.
What?
It's only for one time. I need to do it six times. Totally.
Right, so the
I
best
have to
idea
open
is.
Six
to,
times?
Right, open and close, open and close. Right.
And you said you can also use a vessel that is cracked for this netilah.
Yeah, but ideally you shouldn't. If that's
mm-hmm.
what you have, that's what you have.
Mm-hmm. And the quality of the water we discuss later, huh?
And the quality of the water, so he says. If the water isn't so clean, you shouldn't use it for when you're going to eat, for netilat yadayim for bread. But for this, b'di'evit, it's okay. He doesn't seem to say it's b'di'evit. He says it's kosher. But if I remember correctly, not everyone agrees with him on this. I think the Mishnah Berurah says ideally you should have clean water. I think so. So
they, what Mishnah Berurah said, b'di'evit.
I'm listening.
He doesn't say bidyavad. It's kosher.
I think so. If I'm not mistaken.
That's what we are going today with.
Ideally, I think so, yeah. If you could have clean water, use clean water. If you have a whole vessel, use a whole vessel, yeah.
No, they both have the same stance on that, obviously.
He doesn't seem to say that. He says it's all kosher. But he uses the term, he says, in lo kli shelem. If you don't have a whole vessel, then you could use a vessel that's cracked. About the colored water, he says, ksherim lentilazo. It seems like that's lechatchila. And maybe when he says you could use a faucet and a pump, he means if you don't have a whole vessel. Maybe that's all going with him, in lo kli shelem. If you don't have a whole vessel, then you could use a broken vessel, or a faucet, or a pump. Even though you don't have the human force pouring it, koch gavra is human force. Like Nalacha said, we'll see later on in laws on nitla yadayim. And so too, even if you have less than a revi'is, because that will help even for the mad spirit. Oh, so he also says, lechatchila, ideally, you should be careful with all of these. So he also says it. Okay. אבל לנקות ידיים במידי דמנה כדלקמן כלל זין. But later on we're going to learn that for prayer you should ideally wash your hands with water, but if you don't have water you could use anything that'll keep them clean. לא מהני רק לתפילה. That's good if you have to daven and you don't have water, so you could clean your hands with anything that cleans them and then you could go daven. That doesn't help for this bad spirit, because she is a free spirit and she doesn't leave till you pour on her three times. And check out what the Magen Avraham says about this. So he says, in a nutshell, we saw that if the water changed its looks, that's kosher. If you don't have a whole vessel, you could use a cracked vessel. You could use a pump or a faucet, and less than a revius. But if you can, ideally you shouldn't rely on any of these leniencies. For prayer, if you don't have any water, you could just clean your hands. But for this bad spirit, that wouldn't help. For this bad spirit, you have to wash three times.
This keeps in now here, washing hands for prayer. What's the connection? You don't wash the same way your hands for prayer as you do.
Well, we discussed that halakhically, what we're washing in the morning is for one, two of three reasons. Either for prayer, or because it's a new day in the service of Hashem. Either it's a new day in the service of Hashem, and that's for prayer, or because we touch dirty places during the night.
So we do wash this in the same reason before we pray.
What?
So we do wash in the same reason before we pray.
So technically for prayer we wouldn't have to wash three times each hand. It would be enough once each hand, twice each hand.
Yes.
We don't need three times each hand. The three times is because of this spirit.
Well, it is already at home. You're standing up.
If you did that, fine. I'm saying when you get up in the morning, so technically the way a person's morning is ideally going to look, he's going to get up. He's going to, let's say, I wash his hands or go to the bathroom. If he can't wait, he's going to go to the bathroom, then wash his hands, then put on talit and tefillin and go to shul. So then that washing of the hands is also for prayer.
But I usually put tefillin and talit in the Bet Knesset, not on the...
Okay, I'm just saying, but if you view a Seder Hayom like that, so then the washing of the hands in the early morning, that's already the washing for shul, for prayer. Meaning Chazal spoke about one washing. Today we wash two or three or four times in the morning. We wash when we get up, we wash after the bathroom, we wash after we put on our shoes, we wash when we get ready for shul. So the average person washes four times. It's very easy for us to wash so many times because we have water with a faucet. We don't have to go draw it from a well. In Chazal's time, it was more complicated. They washed their hands once, maximum twice.
So they put on the shoes with help or without touching the shoes?
Maybe they put on their shoes when they woke up, before they got out of bed, as they got out of bed. They weren't showering every morning. Things were different. So I'm just saying, they were describing this same washing as both for prayer and for the bad spirit. Okay? דבר הגורם שישר רוח הטומאה לידיים, מספק לן עם מחמת השינה. We don't know what is the cause for this spirit. Is it because he slept? The mere fact that a person sleeps allows this spirit to come. Ve'im ken hu adin ha'yishen b'yom chayav b'nitat yadayim. And if that's the case, then even if you sleep by day, we have to wash our hands. Or shema hu alayla levad goyim. Or maybe it's the mere fact that night came that causes the spirit to land on a person. Ki b'layla uzman shlitat ha'mazikim. Because at night time they have more control. ואם כן אפילו הנאור בלילה צריך ליטול גם פעמים, and then even someone who was up all night would have to wash, או שמא דווקא שניהם גומים, or maybe you need both factors in order to have the סוחה, דהיינו הישן בלילה דווקא, meaning he has to sleep at night. ולכן, and therefore, מספק, out of doubt, בין שנאור כל הלילה או הישן ביום, if you slept at night, obviously you have to wash. What happens if you were up all night? So maybe you have to wash. What happens if you slept by day? Maybe you have to wash. We don't know which is the cause. So whatever happens, if you have any one of these factors, so then Yitol Gimel Pamim Belo Bracha, he has to wash his hands three times without a blessing. Clear?
Yeah.
You can't make a blessing because we don't know if you have to. Okay. Halacha Hey. Oh, yeah.
What we said, when you don't sleep in the night, you go to pray in the morning, you say the bracha because of the prayer, the new day. Why shouldn't I say the bracha?
So
it's not because of the bad spirit. The washing is because of the bad spirit.
It's a good point. But remember, we said there are one of two understandings as to why we wash our hands in the morning. One opinion says it's for prayer. The other opinion says because when you were sleeping, you were touching your body and your hands aren't clean. So if you didn't sleep, maybe that's not part of the institution. So that's why if you didn't sleep all night, we don't make a blessing on it when we wash in the morning. The early generations had a tradition that there are certain things that require washing the hands with water specifically. You can't just clean your hands with a fresh wipe or rub them on the table. If you only have water, like we'll see later on what's considered having water. But the following things require that we wash our hands with water specifically. And what are they? Someone who comes out of the bathroom, someone who comes out of the shower room, out of a bathhouse. So that's people say, but I was just showering myself. Of course I'm clean. Yeah, and even so, Chazal said, you have to wash your hands again. You finish the shower, you get dressed, and then wash your hands.
It's also being in the shower room without making a shower, no?
So he says, Hayotze, he who comes out of, right? He seems to say that. That's what he said. If you come out of the bathroom, you come out of the shower room.
I'm going into the bathroom, shower room, brush my teeth. I have to wash my hands.
That's the way it would seem from here. The notel tziponav, and he who cuts his nails, v'acholetz min alav biyadav, afilu em nekim legamre, someone who takes off his shoes, even if they're completely clean, you just bought new shoes. If you take off your shoes with your hands, then you have to wash your hands. If you have slip-on shoes and you take them off and on without touching, that's fine. But someone who touches his feet, but socks are not a problem. Someone who scratches his head with his hands. Someone who comes out of the cemetery. And if someone touched a dead body, and even if you didn't touch him, you just went into the house where there's a dead person. You went in. Or someone who accompanies. You go to a levaya. So after the levaya, people wash their hands, and the custom is that you don't enter a house before you wash your hands. People bring out the cup of water outside the house. And someone who removes lice from his clothing, even if you clean your clothing of lice without touching the lice, you use the tweezer. Take out the lice, even so. And someone who touches lice, or else someone who touches his body in the covered parts of the body, someone who has intimate relations with his wife, someone who lets blood, and someone who shaves, takes a haircut.
That's blood. No, you take blood from the doctor, for example, or if you get a scratch.
Scratch not, but if you donate blood or they take a blood sample, so there, it's unclear because it's not exactly what Chazal were talking about, but we generally say, yeah, a person should wash his hands.
Okay. And the other thing you said, that's the reason why people sit outside when no, because I see sometimes people sitting outside when somebody's there. for even for the 7 days for sitting outside.
I don't know why.
Because the father knows such a custom.
I don't know.
And washing is still in the same way. You're still talking about the same way of washing.
Three times, yeah. So he doesn't go into that without a bracha. All of these things are without a bracha. Here the Mishnah Berurah is unsure what requires three times, what does not require three times. He seems to go, he says these things require washing hands with water. but he doesn't say how many times. Right. He doesn't say you need three times. And different chonim say different things. It's unclear whether all of these things require three times.
And what's the accepted halacha today?
I don't know. It's not clear. I don't know. Maybe it's clear to someone else. I don't know. Meaning today it's easy. So people do things, you know. People don't know and it's easy, so they do.
Well, then it becomes like halacha. It's not true.
Right. Look, but if you're not sure, so and it's an easy to be machmir, so why not? It's important to know. I at least don't know, and I think the Mishnah Berurah also, I mean, I think that's where I saw it. It brings different opinions. What over here requires three times, what not?
I'm a little bit relieved. If you tell me that you also don't know, and I asked myself already for years.
Yeah, I think the Mishnah Berurah brings that for all these things, it's unclear. Now, we generally rely that for scratching the head and for touching the shoes, it's enough just to clean the hands. And for touching covered body parts. Because if you're in the middle of learning and you scratch your arm above your elbow, it's every time you're going to go wash your hands. If you tie your shoes in the Bet Midrash, you're going to go wash your hands three times. So we generally rely that it's enough for these things just to rub your hands. For cutting nails and for... cutting hair and all that, there we wash our hands three times. A person's with his wife, afterwards he should wash his hands three times with water. But for the things that are more common while we're learning in Bet Midrash or in our daily lives, so there we rely on the opinion that it's enough just to cleanse the hands, even though he doesn't go with that.
Yeah.
He's saying specifically not that way. He's saying, you know, these things require washing with water specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You say above the elbow?
Because that's usually covered by men.
Usually, but we don't have to, as far as I understand.
Right, but we say any part of the body that's usually covered by clothing is a part of the body that usually has a little bit of sweat on it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you touch it, so then one should wash their hands, or at least cleanse their hands.
Okay.
The Chazon Ish even said, he writes in a letter that he thinks that that's part of the reason why we're not successful in learning Torah, because people aren't careful with that.
Yeah.
As they're learning, their hands touch above their elbow, and they don't wash their hands, and that causes them to be unsuccessful in learning. That's why you'll see in Bnei Brak and in Merkaz Arav, a lot of people refrain from wearing short sleeve shirts.
Yeah.
Also part of tzniut, but also to ensure that they don't touch. Yeah.
And that means a woman who has more parts covered needs to be more careful. Correct?
I don't know. I don't know what deals by women. What will we say? Above the wrist is also, if women wear their shirts always to the wrist. I don't know. I have to ask. I don't know. It's a good question.
And I, when I'm just not with my wife,
I don't know.
Touching on a place that usually is covered.
Yeah, so
even
it's the same
it's
thing.
Here, for example, the arm.
Same thing, yeah.
Washing.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing. The question is more, what about babies? Babies that usually have everything revealed, but when they're wearing a diaper, so I have to look into that too. Meaning, I don't know. I have to look into it. You hold the baby.
Baby always holds in the place
right?
It's usually covered.
Right. So I don't know. I don't know. I have to check.
Okay.
Tov?